Hey, welcome to 7-Minute Books. I am Sam. Today we're talking about Seth Godin's The Song of Significance. Sophie, what made this book hit you so hard?
Hey there, Sam. It's a manifesto against the industrial age workplace. Godin sets up two ways of working, the system of compliance and the culture of significance.
He doesn't pull any punches about it.
The compliance system was designed for the industrial era. It runs on hierarchy, control, and fear. You follow instructions, show up on time, and don't make waves.
And that's the default for a lot of organizations.
But the most valuable work now is creative and uncertain. You can't threaten someone into having a great idea. That's the part that got me.
Honestly, that's a huge shift. Carrots and sticks only get people doing just enough to avoid punishment.
His factory versus studio metaphor nails it. The factory repeats the same thing every day. Zero variation is the point. The studio creates something new, and failure is part of the process.
So factories need supervisors. Studios need leaders who build conditions for great work.
He also goes after the measurement obsession. Standard deviation, KPIs, annual goals. If you can count it, you treat it like the only thing that matters.
And the numbers lie to us.
Exactly.
Trust, respect, generosity, and connection are hard to measure. You get teams that are efficient but not effective.
So what does significance actually look like? It's not just about trusting people and stepping back.
It starts with real autonomy. People bring their whole selves to the work and take ownership.
And emotional labor is a huge piece. Being present, listening, building trust. The old system calls it soft.
It's the glue of collaboration. Without it, no one feels safe enough to take real risks.
And that's why teams fall apart.
He also takes on the heroic leader myth. He says one brilliant person saving the day is a fairy tale.
Strong teams are networks. Leadership is distributed. The leader becomes a gardener who removes obstacles and nurtures growth.
That's terrifying for managers who built their careers on being the smartest person in the room.
But vulnerability builds trust. It's not a weakness. It's how you earn commitment.
I've seen that work in real teams.
He also trashes performance reviews. They turn into number games. Real feedback should be a continuous, generous conversation.
Yes. It's a gift, not a weapon.
Generosity keeps coming back. I thought it sounded naive at first, but he makes a strategic case.
When you give people trust, they tend to earn it. Give them ownership, they care.
And hiring. Stop hiring for cultural fit. Start hiring for cultural contribution.
Look for character and curiosity. Skills can be taught. Character is harder to change.
That's a great filter for interviews.
And meetings? Godin says most of them are just information dumps.
So meetings should be for decisions or connection. Everything else can happen async.
Exactly.
What if you're stuck in a compliance-heavy company and you don't have the title to change it?
He says start where you are. Lead without a title. Be generous anyway.
I need to hear that myself.
It's really a book about being human. Meaning and purpose can't be optimized. They can only be cultivated.
The one thing I'm taking away is the factory versus studio question. Am I checking boxes or creating conditions? That's the question I'll ask before any new project.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is at 7minutebooks.com/app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles, ready to read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Significance is a choice we make with every interaction. So go start your song. We'll see you in the next one.